We end our news stories with a warning from a taxi firm, and a youngster was given unexpected break from a celebrity comic. But first, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital is overflowing and badly needs 200 more beds in the next 4 years.
That's the stark assessment of outgoing Chief Executive Mark Davis in an exclusive interview outlining his views on the future of local healthcare. Mr. Davis, who announced that he would be stepping down in the autumn, took aim at capacity, a lack of cash, and how hospitals worked together as areas which needed to be looked at. At the NNN, we are full, all day, every day. And I've been saying since I've been here that the hospital is too small. And I can say now we've burst out of the hospital. We've got portable cabins on site. We've got scanners on lorries. So we've got to do something.
A man carrying a table leg was tasered by armed police when he caused a disturbance after a car accident on a busy Norwich road. Norwich Crown Court heard Nicholas James, 45, came out of his home armed with the table leg after hearing the noise of the collision. He then became abusive to a small group gathered to help at the scene. He challenged one of the men to a fight and a police armed response team was called and James had to be tasered and then arrested. He said James was found to have a knuckle duster and an extendable baton in his pocket, although these weapons were not produced. James of Thorpe Road admitted a fray and possession of two offensive weapons. Judge Andrew Shaw imposed a 12-month jail sentence suspended for 12 months and ordered him to take part in an alcohol treatment programme and a thinking skills programme. He told James, "I'm giving you a chance." And he, however, warned him that if he breached it, he would go straight to prison.
A young Norfolk stand-up was given an unexpected break when celebrity comic Stephen K. Amos invited him on stage to close his set on the Norwich leg of his tour. Sitting a few rows from the stage, North Walsham comedian Josh Ryan and his father Greg Ryan had been the subject of friendly teasing by Mr. Amos throughout his performance at Norwich Playhouse. During the exchange, it emerged that the local 24-year-old was himself a comic, prompting the star to suggest he take the night's final slot. Mr. Ryan admitted he couldn't tell if the comic was joking, but soon realised the invite was a genuine one. He said, "I was worried about getting out of my seat and onto the stage without falling and had to pull together 5 minutes of material very quickly." After the performance, Mr. Amos took some time to congratulate the fledgling comedian, shaking his hand and encouraging him to keep in touch.
For many scientists, finding a real-world use for your hard-fought theories is an ultimate goal. And one University of East Anglia researcher has finally had that satisfaction 40 years after first proposing his theory. Professor David Andrews published his theory in his first few weeks at the Norwich University in 1979, but he said that at the time, a real-world application for his work could never have been imagined. The technique, which precisely measures the twist or chirality of molecules using lasers, has proven to be 100,000 times more sensitive than current standard methods, which have changed little in the past 200 years. However, after four decades of trials and failures by scientists around the world, researchers much closer to home have confirmed the physical effect of his theoretical predictions. The research team at the University of Bath used a physical effect, the colour changing of light scattered from chiral molecules, to measure the twist present, confirming Professor Andrews' theory. Molecules can exist in left or right-handed forms depending on how they twist in three dimensions. Many molecules essential to life, including DNA, amino acids and proteins, exhibit chirality and the handedness can change their function or properties. Dr. Ventislav Valvev, who leads the research group in the Department of Physics at the University of Bath, said his team began thinking about the problem 13 years ago and has worked with scientific colleagues in Germany and Belgium on the experiments. "We've demonstrated a new physical effect. You don't get to say that every day. This is exactly why I got into science," he said.
A driver who hit a cyclist in Norwich left the scene before any details could be taken. Norfolk police said that the man was hit by a small red car as he attempted to cross Guardian Road at the roundabout with Dereham Road. The driver of the car stopped at the scene briefly to speak to the cyclist, but drove off before any further details could be taken. The cyclist suffered minor injuries to his leg.
Police have objected to a taxi firm's bid to create a restaurant underneath its waiting area, warning it could become a flashpoint for disorder. Courtesy Taxis submitted a premises licence to Norwich City Council relating to 77 Prince of Wales Road, which is next to its 50-seat waiting area. They hope to turn it into a 56-cover eating area serving hot food, snacks, sandwiches and non-alcoholic drinks. With plans to open it around the clock, Managing Director Mark Streeter said it would serve businesses and walk-in customers in the day, taxi drivers, commuters and those waiting for a taxi in the city's clubland. But police have raised concerns about the bid ahead of a meeting of the City Council's licensing subcommittee. In a letter to the council, they said the granting of this licence could cause incidents of disorderly and violent behaviour both inside and outside the immediate vicinity of the premises due to the location and timings requested to operate.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. When you finish with the memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. And there is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you've listened to all that interests you. And don't forget to have a feel around for that listener survey form. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. So that's all from us here at Chatterbox. And from me, Richard Matthew, goodbye.
And from me, Sarah Lusher, goodbye.